Few of us have had an opportunity to step inside the experience of Micronesian immigrants to Hawaii. Theirs is a close-knit community that has had to face a challenging adaptation to American life. A story that's told through personal testimony in the Honolulu Theater for Youth production, Masters of the Currents. Jaseline Ifanuk is one of the young performers in the show, and she spoke with us about coming to Hawaii at age 8 from her home island of Chuuk.
Back home, everything is done around the family. So, like, work, you know, working on the lands, gathering of the food, everything was done around the family. So we really didn't, as a kid, I didn't feel like I needed more time with my parents or an adult. Whereas here, now, survival mode, like, we're always working. We're working to provide a house, a roof over our head, food on the table, and that's where it kind of takes away time from the family, because now working is somewhere where the kids can't tag along, so the kids are either at school or at home while the parents are out working odd hours.
Really shakes up the family unit then.
Mm-hmm.
You came here at the age of 8. Was it quite a shock to make that transition for you?
It was. There were some shocking moments. And looking back now, I really felt like I was walking blindly. Like, I'm not even sure how I did it.
Probably one day at a time, I would think, Jaseline.
Mm-hmm.
But it was tough.
It was.
Is that what your friends and family said, similar experiences?
Yes. We've had similar experiences. Pretty much what they would tell you. It was tough.
What has participation in the play meant for you?
For me, it was coming in and sharing stories and then putting them into motion. Pretty much tell the stories. They had exercises for us, so it didn't feel like we were just telling them what we went through. It was very creative. And so at the end, it was like healing almost.
The whole idea of cultural identity when you move away from where you were born, is it tough to hang on to it?
At times it were, but I was fortunate enough to still have family, the elders who were still trying to keep the family together, regardless of their working odd hours, they still try to put the family together, bring us together, and they're always talking about our cultures, things that we are missing. And then I participated in a lot of community activities. We have the track and field every summer, and those were, you know, instead of just hearing the elders tell me, it kind of gives me a chance to also live it. We all have our differences, different cultures, different traditions, and they're all very beautiful. Like for our people, we've taken a like to Korean dramas and Bollywood movies, and I realize it's because when we see other cultures, we think they're, you know, very beautiful and cool, and that's the way I see it with our culture. Like, every culture is beautiful, and just taking, you know, just understanding it and seeing it and taking pride in that.
So do you think that something like performing in Masters of the Currents can kind of get people thinking in a different way, make a change that way?
Yeah, I think so. And it's especially for the youth too, like where, you know, we go through so much hatred and just for looking the way we look and wearing the clothes that are so much a part of us, to see it in a different light, I think that makes a difference.
Jaseline Ifanuk is a cast member of Honolulu Theater for Youth and Teatro Productions' world premiere staging of Masters of the Currents. It opens tonight at 7 at Tenney Theater at the Cathedral of St. Andrew in downtown Honolulu, with additional performances tomorrow at 4:30 and 7 p.m., and a final American Sign Language interpreted performance on October 21st at 4:30 p.m. To learn more, visit the Conversations Facebook page.